Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Back in September, the Patriots built a big lead over Buffalo before withstanding a late rally to beat the Bills by a 40-32 final. But much has changed in the 8 weeks since, as the Pats have become increasingly depleted by injuries, and the Bills have enjoyed the opposite, seemingly getting healthier. On offense, running back LeSean McCoy has passed early season leg problems and has rushed for 100 yards plus, back-to-back wins over the Dolphins and Jets, forming a potent 1-2 punch with rookie Carlos Williams, who scored in a record 6 straight games. And with targets like receiver Sammy Watkins and tight end Charles Clay, quarterback Tyrod Taylor has come back after missing 2 games to continue a very efficient campaign.
They're playing well offensively, 25 points a game, whatever it is. So they're moving the ball, they're scoring points. I mean, they run the ball well. You know, one of the highest rushing teams in the league. So there's a lot to stop. But, yeah, he's done a good job. I mean, it all runs through him. And, you know, he's been very productive for him.
LeSean McCoy was battling injury. But, you know, I think they've really got him and Williams going where you don't know which one's going to be in the game, whether it's passing, running. They both do, you know, both of those things well. So they're really getting, I think, all the weapons involved, you know, with Clay, Watkins, and then the running backs.
Defensively, the Bills have benefited from the return of veteran Leotis McKelvin and the recent performance of Bakari Rambo, the AFC Defensive Player of the Week, who've enriched an already talented secondary, manned by cornerback Stephon Gilmore, and improving rookie Ronald Darby, each of whom rank among the league's top 3 in passes defended.
Playing well, they're playing hard, they're playing fast. They had a young corner early in the season that's kind of gotten better, and you know, they're still playing at a high level. So.
And despite a recent injury to Pro Bowl tackle Kyle Williams, Buffalo's deep and talented front anchored a late stand to preserve last Thursday's 5-point lead over the Jets.
It's got to be, you know, really solid execution, because they do cover well and they do have some good pass rushers and they've got some good scheme stuff, and this coach knows us really well.
They're always a tough team. They always play tough. They're always prepared, and it's going to be another hard-fought game come Monday night.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.